These days, I've been thinking a lot about how to make the most simple things in life more beautiful. I watch a lot of documentaries and short videos where the filmmaker is able to make even the most boring tales into ones that keep me captivated through visual storytelling, impeccable sounds, and an appreciation for the finer details. I find that I've always been drawn into simple storytelling that highlights the complexities of everyday life and stories of the everyday people, and the inspiration for this episode actually came out of me reading an article from Kinfolk. So for those of you that are not familiar with Kinfolk, Kinfolk is a slow living magazine that I find to be really inspirational because they have a lot of mini think pieces that really get me wondering. It makes me go like, damn, that's crazy. I've never thought of these things in that way. Like for example, they had a page dedicated to the significance of decorative items that we put on our shelves to decorate our homes. So the writer talks about how through the years, these objects become less and less personal as trends become more rampant and social media has made people's homes into Instagrammable places. It's trendy to use, for example, like cassette players and vinyl records and put them on display because people are yearning for a period that they weren't really born in. So that kind of creates this phenomenon of like faux nostalgia. People can now curate memories that they haven't even personally experienced. So when I read about that, I thought it was really interesting because I feel like that's something that I tend to do. I tend to decorate my place with things that I think look aesthetically pleasing rather than have things that hold some deep personal meaning to me. So alongside the article, they also have photos and people that they interview, which are all really well done and they're all very thought-provoking and intimate and insightful. So I highly, highly recommend checking them out. I found them back in high school because it used to be like the number one prop for people to use in like really aesthetic photos on Tumblr. And that was what made me like check them out and go down this whole rabbit hole of like, oh my God, I really want to own one. And I remember back in high school, I had like these two copies that I would hold near and dear to my heart because Kinfolk magazines aren't cheap, you know, and it's understandable because they release maybe like a couple issues a year, and the quality of these magazines are phenomenal. Like the paper that they use, they're like so thick. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's not like the typical glossy, like thin magazines that you'll pick up at the grocery store, like the ones that can easily rip if you were to put it in your bag or whatever. Like these ones are thick, you know? But yeah, so besides the magazine, some other examples that come to mind that kind of sparked my interest in wanting to talk about this topic today would be Chef's Table, the New York Times. Like they've been posting these short docs on YouTube that have been so, so fun to watch about a bunch of people that haven't really received like the mainstream spotlight, and they go into like their personal stories and their legacy. It's just really fun to watch. So alongside those, I also watch a lot of independent film enthusiast creators on YouTube. Immersing myself in all of that again kind of reminded me that you don't need a fancy setting or picturesque location to produce a beautiful piece of art. I find that I've always been drawn into wondering, how can I make this mundane task into a beautiful shot? Or how do I convey the beauty that I see through my own favorite creative medium, which is video? I think this love for simple things and trying to highlight simple things came out of the fact that, you know, my own personal life is insanely boring. And it's forced me to enjoy the simplicity of my routine. I'm not really jealous of people that are jet setters, that are everywhere all the time and they're trying a bunch of new things constantly. Don't get me wrong though. I know that change is necessary sometimes and being stuck in your comfort zone isn't always good for you. I think that you should change your life and go and do big things if that's what you think will make you happy. But do not fall into this trend of, oh, I have to do this and that at this age, or go out all the time and do these like huge things because that's what you feel like people your age should be doing. I feel like a lot of people really push this narrative of like, you're only young once, like you should do this and that, you know, like really live it up while you can. Everyone has different needs and wants, and what will fulfill you will not necessarily be the same for another person. Everyone is different. But back to what I was saying, a lot of the videos that I film are set in my room or spots around my house. I've always had the challenge of like, you know, how can I make this shot more interesting? Because people have already seen this section of my room or me doing this task. What new angle or perspective can I film this shot in to give it a new meaning or just overall make the video more fun to watch? Putting myself in this physical box has kind of challenged me to mentally think outside of the box. Anyone can produce an amazing picture if there's like a beautiful setting, great props, etc., etc. But of course, it's way more, I think, interesting and amazing to me when people can really stretch the limits of their boundaries and produce something out of nothing. I've also recently started watching a bunch of photography YouTubers where they'll go to like everyday spots and capture the most breathtaking pictures that really just breathe new life into something that will typically seem so mundane. I love seeing pictures of people just doing normal things, right? Like grocery shopping in the city, hanging with friends, enjoying nature, whatever it is, cooking. I think that these really like, I guess, domestic scenes, they remind me of how beautiful everyday life can be. Not the highs and lows, but all the days in between that most people will typically forget because they're just monotonous and in a way boring. It's crazy to me that the way, you know, one thing can be processed into so many different things, viewed in a bunch of different ways, and be given so many different meanings by so many different people. Watching these videos they just really inspired me as a creative because I think I've always had this mission to make the most simple things bigger than life. If I'm making coffee, I'm wondering how can I make this like the most delicious cup of coffee that I've ever had? Or if I'm waking up in the morning, how can I have the most like the best morning that I've ever had? If I'm cooking, how can I make the best pasta that I've ever made? You know, romanticizing life is almost necessary for creative sometimes because how else will you breathe life into these inanimate pieces of art or come up with something quite literally out of thin air? Being a creative is almost like being a magician in a way. You're creating magic that has meaning while enriching people's lives. It's such a beautiful thing. But I will say that being this emotionally involved in art can be very much a double-edged sword because you just feel everything so deeply, good and bad. Feeling this deeply about art is great, right? But when it comes to other things, it can feel like quite a burden. I love that I can watch a movie and get overwhelmed with emotions, but then sometimes I'm like envious of others that don't let certain things affect them as deeply as it can affect me. Like I'm just crying over everything and it's actually quite annoying sometimes. Not in like a cutesy like, oh my god, I cried because I watched this like TikTok about these animals. It's just like I'm crying about everything. But in these moments, I also want to appreciate that I can take in how beautiful like these movies and films and these pieces of content that I'm consuming. I also have to be grateful that I can experience these feelings because at the end of the day, like that's what makes life beautiful, the meaning that you give to these small things that you do throughout the day. So in this podcast, I really just wanted to make the point of highlighting the beauty in everyday average life. I really, really want you guys to take in the little things about your day that you would otherwise miss because maybe you're in a rush, because it's nothing new. You've seen this type of scenery or like thing multiple times, like every day. So it's nothing to like go crazy over. But I think that focusing less on the physical aspect of things and focusing more on what these things serve that play such a big part in your day will kind of do wonders. Like, for example, let's say that you commute to school every day and you fucking hate everything about it because it feels like a hassle. Like, commuting is not fun. It's just like a whole mission to get to class, right? Or work or whatever. I relate to that in some ways because back during the first couple of years, during my time in Waterloo, I would have to wake up at the crack of dawn to get on the bus to get to campus. I absolutely hated waking up during the winter, feeling the cold air on my skin, and simply just wanting to die because I was doing all this just to get to like the most depressing place on earth, right? It was like really hard for me to find a silver lining. Like, yeah, Waterloo is just collectively known as one of the most depressing campuses on, like, in Canada. I remember this one time I saw this TikTok about this girl just doing like a day in the life of her time like in Waterloo, and her caption was like, "I love Waterloo," and everyone in the comments was just like, "Oh my god, that caption, like that caption is the most unrelatable thing." Like, good for her. I love the fact that she loves being there, you know, because that's not a lot of people do. So because I couldn't tolerate the trip, I would make sure to stop by Second Cup on the way there. Holding that warm cup of coffee every morning would be the absolute highlight of my day. It felt like I was getting a warm hug, and it would make my day a bit more tolerable and the trip to campus much more manageable. I would get the same thing every morning, a medium mochaccino, the best drink on the menu, must I say. I love Second Cup, highly underrated. They also used to have the best holiday cups, better than Starbucks, but yeah, that's like another discussion for a whole nother day. But there's literally nothing more satisfying than taking the first sip of your warm coffee, especially on a cold winter's day. When you're sad about a lot of things in life, you really start to become grateful for even the smallest things. If you know that you have a long day of studying ahead of you, you're going to find a small win and happiness in just your ordinary cup of coffee that you get every morning. Now, like, this is not a unique experience at all. So many people feel this way. I watched a TikTok the other day where a guy was going around interviewing students at a library and asking them what was a highlight of their day. And so many of them said their Starbucks coffee. I love feeling united as a human race over stuff like that. It feels so communal in a way. Everyone is just addicted to caffeine. We love to see it. But if there's nothing new that you can reasonably add to your routine to make it better, then that's totally fine. You can also change up doing a certain thing to see if you can find joy that way. An example that I can give for that is the fact that I used to hate breakfast, right? I knew that I needed to eat something in the morning to fuel me throughout the day and to just give me that energy, but it was just the hardest thing for me, to the point where if I were to force myself to eat something so early in the morning, my body would physically reject it. Like, I felt like throwing up. I don't know if that's normal. Someone let me know. I knew I couldn't just drink a cup of coffee, but at the same time, it was like, what else am I supposed to do? A lot of people combat that by making a green smoothie, but I also just don't want to do that either. I'm not really a smoothie person. I'm still not perfect when it comes to breakfast, but I've been able to tolerate it a little bit more and look forward to it because I've been experimenting with more breakfast dishes. Like, for example, I've been really enjoying scrambled eggs with Valentina sauce sprinkled with some green onions as garnish. I'm in heaven. It's just so fucking delicious. Ever since I bought a bottle of Valentina sauce, I've been putting it on everything. It's addictive. You guys have to try it. It's been really interesting rebuilding my relationship with food these days because I'm starting to rediscover a lot of dishes that I used to hate eating growing up. Hated pasta. But now I'm like the biggest pasta lover. I had a week where I was like researching different pasta types, different tomatoes, how to like emulsify the sauce, shit like that. Like, I was getting really deep in there. I've also been enjoying less of the dishes that seem, I don't know how to put it, like dense. Sometimes when I get mukbangs of people eating like a copious amount of fast food, I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? Like, it's way too much for me, and I know that I would feel sick. Whereas before, when I used to watch shit like that, I would be like, oh my god, that looks fucking delicious, I want that in my mouth. And I'm not gonna lie, it's still very entertaining to watch to a certain degree, but now I just don't get that same sort of satisfaction where I'm like, god, I really want to like eat this right away. Like, I want this to be me so bad. But yeah. So that is my little take on the beauty of just simple things and really making the ordinary extraordinary. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had so much fun talking about it, and I hope to see you in the next one. I hope you guys have an amazing day, night, afternoon, evening, whatever time it may be. Talk to you very, very soon.